looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Hello and welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. And because it's Thursday, we're also here to help you fall in love with the right food and everything that makes you have a beautiful, healthy lifestyle. So today, I'm always excited, and y'all know that, but I'm extra excited because today I wanted to bring tapping onto the spotlight. And right now we have the Tapping Summit going on with Nick Ortner. He's doing that his 10th year. And I remember starting with him the second year. So I thought, oh, I didn't even plan that because I had reached out on Facebook to find the most perfect guest to bring on to share with you about tapping. And a little personal story before I let you know who we have is tapping for me. So I have my two favorite modalities. These are the two things that the techniques that I always quote unquote tap into because they're effective, they work, they're free. I can do them anywhere and I can really expand on them. So I can do them for 1 minute, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour, and I can really go deep or I can just go light. And I do talk about the Ho'oponopono. I do that often, the Hawaiian forgiveness prayer, but then tapping. And I have had some honest to God miraculous turnarounds when it comes to my stress or my, I'm confused. I can't tap into my intuition. I can't hear what my own thought is because that ego is stepping in and saying something different. And I just find a lot of comfort in tapping. So I put it out there to have this. I needed a guest. I needed a guest who could share with us about tapping, what it is, how to do it, and just to have a little chit-chat about it and share with you guys how it's done. And so somebody, one of my other good friends, said, oh my gosh, you have to have this amazing woman. Her name's Carol Baxter. Come on and do this. And hi, Carol. And
hi.
Hello.
That's such a nice introduction.
Oh, and I haven't even got to say anything about you yet, but I do want to say that because you just have this incredible energy and really you are a mind and body wellness speaker. I mean, you've been on television, you're a transformational life coach, you're a yoga teacher, and my favorite thing of all times is that you have created this space. It's a yoga studio, award-winning yoga studio named Glow Yoga. And my phone number is Glow. Like, it's the digits for. So I thought, oh, my God, love.
Yes. That's amazing. Well, thank you so much for that intro, Lisa. It's such a pleasure to be here. It's great to be able to share the things that I do and the things that obviously that you've tapped into to so many people. It's amazing. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, I did not plan that actually. When I put it out there that I want to do the show, I didn't even realize it would coincide with the Tapping Summit. And
yes.
And actually, Om Times Magazine, so we're doing Om Times Radio, Om Times Magazine had Nick Ortner on the cover of the magazine. So if you guys missed that edition, please go back and check that out because you'll want to read. He's just a fantastic guy. But now when you do your tapping, okay, so it's EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique Tapping.
That's
okay,
right.
I'm going to let you take this thing. So like, what is that? And is it just tapping or do you have to have the words that go along with it? So give us a little thing of what
Sure. I totally will. So EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And truly what it's like is acupuncture or acupressure, but we're not using any needles in this. We're just using our fingers and we're tapping on specific points on the face and on the body that trigger energy releases. So it's like specific meridian points that help to release energy that's trapped in the body. And, you know, do you have to say something when you do it? You don't necessarily have to. You can just tap on these points and take some deep breaths, and automatically you're going to find that your body starts to relax. You start to feel more centered, more focused, and that's just because you're paying attention. right? You feel that, okay, I'm stressed out right now, or, you know, I just need to recalibrate myself. So I'm just going to, you know, tap on these points, take some deep breaths, and instantly you'll feel the difference. And that's what they call like a bronze level tapping, really. So it's like, you know, just doing the basics and taking some deep breaths will definitely get you results. Yes.
Okay. I didn't even know that. Now that I love that you use the word recalibrate, because when you are in that state of stress, of such distraught, like you're distraught or you're sad. I mean, this is like a lot of us can run to food or whatever addiction we might have, but to recalibrate, that is so, that's so neat. I like that.
Because you know, what happens is it's like we get into this cycle. And it's no one's fault, because, you know, we're not really taught how to process things that happen to us on a daily basis. So a lot of the time we lock it up, you know, and we look for external things to help us feel better. And that's what really, truly, like, you know, weight loss and addictions and things like that. Those are really symptoms of a greater problem, like a deeper anxiety that we're trying to meet, right? Like trying to lose weight, or struggling with our weight, or, you know, having a fear of a phobia. They're all symptoms of something that's happened long, long before this, that we've just, you know, we've just masked, you know, and then eventually the body just starts going, okay, like I've had enough of this. We need to really get to the root of what's happening. Let's release this old stuff so that you can get clear, because that's how you want to live, right? You want to live like in a more peaceful state of mind. And we get trapped in our heads. We get trapped in our head and we don't know how to get out of it. So that's why tapping is just so awesome, because it brings us into that embodiment connection that we're missing.
Yes. Oh, that's so, and embodiment. And it's so, you kind of, now you've given me two ways of looking at this. Like there's one way of, it can be locked up and it's tight and it's stuck, so we get it moving. But then once it is moving, this can actually speed it up a little bit for us too, because of that clarity and because of that using the body to like smoosh it out, like keep going with it.
Yes.
Do you ever do, because you teach yoga, do you ever do tapping while doing yoga?
Sorry, can you, are you just kind of, can you say that again?
Would you ever do tapping within a yoga?
You certainly could. I mean, you certainly could. Now, I, if I'm going to use tapping with, like, at my yoga classes, I'll do it before or I'll do it after the yoga class, because I like to take people through an embodiment. Oh, and I think that the tapping for me sets people up to their bodies. So, you know, you have people coming from all over the place. Yoga class, right? And I always say, even to my teachers that I train, it's like those first 20 minutes that the people are with you, they're not really with you. So you need to get them with you. So even just doing a round, you know, with your students before you start is awesome, because okay, I'm feeling my body, I'm taking some deep breaths, I'm dropping in, which is what you want. And then, you know, you could take them through, I like to take them through a flow after that, because I feel their connection is a little bit deeper. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can literally see how that would be. I'm starting to think that, you know, before I do my nutrition sessions, maybe I should get them to tap too, because you're right. It anchors them.
It anchors them. Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
That is good. So now, when we talk about the points, because there are many, and there's the really common and familiar points, and then there's, it, you know, there's even more crazy points. It's like we talk about the seven chakras, but there's like a bazillion chakras.
There definitely are. Yeah.
So why those? Are these like the power points, or like why do we? What are those points?
The tapping points.
Yeah, like what do they really? Are they areas that we find that the body can like exit things better or something?
Yes. So those specific points are connected to different meridian lines in the body, and it's actually great because they're very easy to access. So like the inner eyebrow, and then the side of the eye, more towards sort of like that bone on the side of the eye, and then you're going under the eye, underneath the nose, the chin, and then the collarbone, and then underneath the arms, about 4 inches down, and then all along the top of the head. And they just start to release anything trapped within those energy lines. So it's very, very effective. Those points are very effective. I mean, if you go in, you know, for something like acupuncture, it can get a lot more detailed. But that's why tapping is so amazing, because those are the points that release energy and they're easy to access. I love it.
Every time I tap all those points, I remember being a little girl when my mom would be putting cream on her face or something, and she would say, well, I'll give you a little bit of it, and you just dab a little here and dab a little there. And so I have like really like these fun, loving memories of that.
That's so nice. Yeah. I mean, hey, like if we can teach, like I teach my daughter, you know, tapping when she's had, you know, some stuff go on at school. I mean, she's nine, right? And I've been tapping with her for a few years now, and it's so quick. I mean, you'll notice it with your children. If you teach them this now, just to acknowledge, you know, something that's happened during the day, like, you know, he's gotten a fight with someone, or someone didn't want to play with her, or, you know, whatever the situation is, you identify that emotion. So is it sadness? Frustration, is it anger, is it whatever it is, and then you just tap around those points. I'm upset, you know, and inside of the eye, I'm upset that, you know, so and so didn't play with me today. And you know, it's amazing because children can clear things so quicker than adults. And
really?
One round of tapping with your child, and the energy has cleared, and then they forget about it and they move on to something else. And it's
so good
because this is what we want, right? We want to train, like we learn all this as adults, and it's like, okay, you know, my mom never knew this, but I know it. So this is how we change the future. We teach our children these things, and then they get better at it. Yeah.
What is it mostly that adults are working with? We're trying to clear all that stuff that we didn't get to process when we were young.
Right.
So this is, I have goosebumps thinking about I think I've seen shows, I'd say something on Facebook where they put a video where they have been doing this in schools. Because you do this so often and you see so many stories, is there a few stories that like you could share to say, you know, somebody was going to something that you were even surprised, like, wow, this tapping really helped somebody get through this?
You know, I would say that every single client that I've had is amazing to me to see the results. I mean, I've had, you know, people come to me who can't even identify, and I call those things blocks, but, you know, they can't identify what's making them restless, what's making them unhappy, what's making them anxious. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, you get people who just aren't tapped into their body. It's not their fault. It's just that we don't know how to do that on a daily basis. And once they start, it's like they realize, oh, okay, what's making me unhappy is this thing that happened 4 years ago that I still have in me, that I still haven't let go of. And it's like all these energetic cords that we have, right? You can imagine them, that everything that we haven't let go of, everything that we haven't released, we're still connected, you know, we're still connected to it. So once we start to acknowledge what's happened and come to a space of neutrality, and you can do that through tapping, it goes away. And then you become more clear. So, you know, clients who come to me and say, you know, I want to be VP of this company. And I can't do it. I don't know why. I'm doing everything I possibly can. You know, so, you know, we tap through. We tap. We have, you know, so many sessions together. And then, you know, we come to the realization that somewhere down the road as a child, you know, someone said to him or her, you know, you're never going to amount to that. So you might as well just be, you know, be satisfied with the status quo or something along those lines, which then creates a limiting belief. Right. Because as children, we're absorbing, we're taking in, we don't want to disappoint anyone, we want to be good, we want to be acknowledged. And, you know, sometimes these things are said and they're not even meant to be that way. And sometimes they are. And then as a child, we form a belief about ourselves and then the entire world around us. And then what happens as we grow up is we look for evidence to support the belief.
Right.
And we don't even know we're doing it. So we get to be like 40 years old and we can't understand why we just can't get over that hump. We just can't do it. What's stopping me? Well, what's stopping you is that limiting belief that says you're not good enough and you're never going to do it. You still believe that somewhere in your body, somewhere in your cells. So So once we go back to that incident, and this is kind of getting into gold level tapping, when you're working one-on-one with someone, you know, you can go back to that incident, you can release it and become free of it. And that's what gives you so much freedom from this energy medicine.
Oh, emotional freedom technique. I get
yeah. It's so true. Yeah, it's true. It's so true. It's amazing.
I remember when I, because what I'm hearing too is, it's, I don't want everybody else to hear this, is that it's layers. Like we, like you said, some people don't even know, they can't identify the exact thing, but they can identify a general thing. Like I love that you said restless. Okay, because I don't think anybody actually has ever highlighted that before, but holy doodle, restless. Oh my goodness. I'm identifying with that with right now. And I think a lot of people might. And because we use the word anxiety a lot, but now, see, I'm going through layers now. I'm going like, hey, if I had anxiety, it's really because I'm restless about, okay, what am I restless about? Because then there's this, like, oh, so there's all these. And so that's why I usually, you know, think, okay, I'm just going to sit down and I'm going to tap and boom, I have this, you know, high expectation that it's going to be done. But it's really, you need sessions, you need layers. So I just want everybody to have that compassion and understanding that, it's, you know, because we're going to tap on the show and you might get somewhere today, but doesn't mean you're going to fix the whole thing. But
right. Yeah, definitely. But you will feel better. You will totally feel better, you know, and it's great because, you know, we're giving people that opportunity to start something new and to start tapping into their body. But, you know, to get super deep, it's recommended, you know, that you work with a coach or a program. Yeah, for sure.
Yes,
for sure.
And they can see things too. So in this last minute before commercial, I just kind of thought about something too, because I'm imagining, like you're saying about your daughter who's 9, she has this event that happened that day. Like we all have an event, like all this happened. But then, like you mentioned the other thing, like they've all their lives are like, why can't I make VP? Why can't I do this? So when we come back, we're going to find out about acute and chronic release of freedom.
All right. That's
okay.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
This actually owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We're back, and thank you again, everyone, for being here with us right now with On Light On Living, and we really are shining a spotlight on tapping, this emotional freedom technique, and Carol Baxter is here with us, and just a reminder that she is the most wonderful and loving transformational life coach, and just, I feel like you just present things in a glowing, beautiful way, and when people are suffering, I think that's, you know, they're looking for that light, like the, you know, like the lighthouse, or going, okay, I just need something, and I need something to work. No. And so just before we talking about tapping and explaining it and hearing about it, and I was thinking how I know myself. So I'm going to admit to everybody right now, my biggest thing that I use tapping for is I get angry. I blame myself and I get angry with myself. Like, how could you be so silly? So why did you do that? Like, you did this. This is your fault. And so that's really not, and those are not nice words at all. And then I feel worse because I'm letting myself down. And so
right.
I really, yeah. And it's hurt. Like, I'm hurting myself. And I think that's not a very nice friend.
So, yeah, you wouldn't do that to your friends, right? These are the things, right?
We're
used to that, being that way with ourselves. And sometimes we don't even know we're doing it, and we're doing it.
Yes, and so I really use the tapping just to get present with myself again and to acknowledge and go, well, hold on a sec, that wasn't very nice either. So, really, because if I were to catch that, I could go into these other behaviors that were even, you know, they just build and snowball, and then before you know it, I'm going to get cancer. Like, and I know I jumped. I really jumped there. But really, that's what I want everybody to catch and recognize and be in the present moment what they're doing now, because all those little things can really add up to a life full of suffering. And
yes, 100%.
So with you you're using this tapping. I just wanted to hear, you've actually studied yoga with some pretty top-notch people. And
I have definitely had some great, great teachers in my life. That is for sure. Yes.
And did they do tapping?
No, they did not do tapping. So the thing that drew me to the tapping was that I felt that, you know, I have a great community of students that have been coming to me for 7 years now. And I found that with a lot of the students, they were doing the yoga. So they were doing the postures, they were, you know, doing the breath and things like that, but they were still trapped in other areas of their life. So, you know, yoga can touch a lot of people in a deep way. And then I felt that there needed to be something else that I understood and studied to take people to a different level. So, you know, what do you do with, like, you know, you're in a yoga pose, and what do you do with this, you know, horrific past event that keeps coming up for you? It's, you know, breathe it out, of course, right? Let it go, of course. Those are all the things that we should do and that we say to do. But, you know, sometimes that doesn't work. Right? It doesn't work for everyone. So I found that when I was introduced to tapping and I uncovered some of my own childhood events that were painful and I tapped through, I was able to release the energy that was attached to them. And it's anything that I've studied, I feel has been for the benefit of all of my students, because if it affects me, it affects the people that are coming. So yeah, it just, to me, next step into doing more direct coaching with people and having a tried and true method that I myself could speak to that I knew would help them.
Oh my goodness, that is so beautiful. Yeah. And that's very loving and leadership all in one thing. And I love that. And that's so true, because breath work, amazing and beautiful as it is, I love that we can release it. So we've said, yes, there are these points of release. We're tapping on them, we're accessing them, we're breathing them. But then we have words that we're saying. So, and I wonder if there's a structure to the words that we, I don't know if you do them in rounds or like, how would you explain the words?
Definitely. Definitely. So, you know, if we were talking about, you know, it depends on exactly what you wanted to get into. If you really wanted to do a true round on maybe accepting your body, so you would want to tap into, it's called the sub, you want to tap into your subconscious. So there's this point on the side of the hand. So the pinky side of the hand, pinky finger, and you would just tap there with your dominant hand on your non-dominant hand. You would tap there, kind of like a little, so you can feel it. And you would say, even though I struggle with my weight, let's say it's about weight, even though I struggle with my weight, I love and accept myself anyways. And then you would say that three times, even though, and you could say it in different ways, even though I struggle with having a good relationship with my body, I love and accept myself anyways. And then you'd say something similar or the same thing, even though I'm struggling with weight loss and feeding my body exactly what it needs. I love and accept myself anyway. So it's like, you know, that first part, just to break it down, is like we're stating the fact, the pain fact. That's a pain, right?
Okay,
so the relationship,
right.
Yeah, the relationship with my body or the relationship with my weight, that's what we're stating is true. But even though that's the case, I still deeply and completely love myself. So it's like I forgive myself. I love myself despite what's coming up, right? Because that's what we want to get to, is that even though, you know, I've done this or I've said this or this is what's happened or this is how I feel, I forgive myself. I love myself. Like I'm connected to myself. I want to be connected to myself. So I'm stating that. And that just immediately starts to shift the body. The other thing you want to do when you're going to start into a session like this is rate the pain. So, you know, the statement could be, I struggle with my weight. And you would rate that from 1 to 10. You know, you just take a piece of paper, you write down. So 10 being the most severe, like, yes, that is an absolute truth. And I've got all these different aspects attached to it, anxiety, sleeplessness, fear, whatever it is. So say it's a 10. So you would write down a 10. And then we would do those, we would say those three lines again while we're tapping on the karate chop point. And then we would move into the inner eye and we would tap there. And everyone who's listening can do this too, even if you don't struggle with your weight, because what's happening right now is you're going to get what's called borrowing benefits.
Oh, what is that? Barley?
So, borrowing benefits.
So borrowing.
Yeah. And that just means that, you know, you're tapping on your body and you're releasing at the same time. And, you know, you're getting a benefit from the whole session, no matter what.
I love that.
So,
okay.
Yeah. So it's true. It does work. And then you go to like the inner eye and you would shorten the statement. So you would say this weight. And then you would move to the side of the eye and you would say this weight loss. And then you would move to underneath the eye, this relationship with my body.
Mm.
Yeah. And then as the words come, so they might not be my words, they might be different for you, and that's totally okay. You can just sub in the words. And then you would go underneath the nose, this struggle of mine. And then you would go to the chin. Maybe you would say, I seem to always have food on my mind. And then you would move to your collarbone. So the collarbones, you know, you're kind of going to look for that little sore spot. You know, it's just kind of on either side. And you can use both hands to tap there.
Okay.
This weight loss. And I suggest tapping here I like to take my clients here for a little while. Because
okay.
I feel that it has some good benefits here. I really like this point. Mm-hmm. You could say, you know, I know there is an underlying cause to my food addiction. And then you're breathing at the same time. So you're inhaling and you're exhaling. This is actually a really good time to breathe as you continue tapping here. And then underneath the arms, so you're going to go like for ladies right at the bra strap. And then for everyone else, like 4 inches just below the arm, right at the side of the body. And then this struggle of mine. And then all along the top of the head. So you're going to tap all around the crown of the head. I am struggling with my weight, this weight loss.
And a big long sentence.
Yeah. And then, or it can be short, whatever you feel. I'm kind of throwing different things out there. Maybe they would resonate with people. And then take a deep breath in. So you would fill as much breath as you possibly could in. And then exhale it out through the mouth. And then, you know, you take a moment, feel your body, feel the deepness of your breath, feel like just the overall change in your energy. And then what I would recommend is that, oh, sorry, go ahead, Lisa.
Oh, so because acknowledging it, somehow there's this thing when you acknowledge something, like you, it's like you surrender.
Yeah.
And allow kind of like, okay, I need help here.
Yeah.
And so it's surrendering and asking for help on this round, kind of.
That's right. And that's the power of acceptance, right? Mm-hmm. We can't change until we accept where we are, wherever that is, you know, and being okay with it.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Acceptance is huge if you're trying to make life shifts. It's like the first step, the law of acceptance, right? And then, you know, you take a check into your body, and then you go back to that statement. So the first statement that we had was, I struggle with my weight. Was that it?
I wrote down, even though I struggle with my weight. Yes.
And then you would rate that again. So the first time we did it, maybe it was a 10. And then you've noticed, okay, has that dropped a little? More often than not, that pain scale number will have dropped. So maybe one, you know, maybe to a 9, maybe to an 8. And then, you know, your goal is to keep tapping around it until you get that pain scale down to below a 5. But, you know, it can be difficult because, you know, that's a chronic issue, right? And that has a lot attached to it. And somewhere down the road, you know, something happens that created this.
So what if they don't love and accept themselves? I think that's like I remember, and I can't remember exactly what we were doing, but I was showing my sister this was years ago, and on the setup statement, like, even though I love and accept myself, and she's like, oh, I don't. I'm not saying that.
Oh, for sure. And that's another truth. And sometimes, you know, that's a very real thing to bring up. A lot of people don't. So you can change that statement and you can say, even though I struggle with my weight loss, I accept where I am today.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
oh,
I accept where I am today. And that's still acknowledging it. And then maybe down the road, because, you know, it's definitely an addiction or, something along those lines. Yeah, it's like there's a disconnect between being connected to you, and it's true. It's totally hard, and no one's fault, right? So it's just better to just have that setup statement be whatever it is that you feel is true, and then move from that space for sure.
Would you have used that? I guess you could do anything, but meaning if somebody like what you mentioned earlier was trying to get somewhere in a position, the career or their life or their finances or the, who knows, health, everything, they could use it even there, because to say maybe they're in debt and they just can't make this money and they're supposed to say, even though I'm swimming in debt, I accept where I am today.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
That pain statement is, I'm struggling with debt, you know, you would rate it again, like from 1 to 10. And, you know, sometimes what happens is so interesting as you tap through the points of the body and you go through a couple rounds of this, you know, you might notice a pain come up. Maybe it's in the chest or maybe it's like in your hip. And it's like, okay, like that's a signal of where your body has lodged that. So, you know, then you would go into that, like, even though I have this pain in my hip, I deeply and completely love and accept myself anyways, or I accept where I am right now, even though I have this pain in my hip. And sometimes that pain, they call it, this is a different thing, but they call it chasing the pain and tapping, it'll move in your body. Yeah, so we'll kind of try and get away from you.
Oh, my God. You can get to hide and seek.
It's so true. It's fascinating. It's truly fascinating.
And that just makes me think, oh, my goodness, this is so interesting, because I'm so glad we said in the beginning of the show that sometimes you'll do the tapping and then do the yoga. Because when I remember my very first yoga class, and I did it in a class, like I was in public, you know, and I've never done it before. And I, who am a very joyful, laughing, I did a pose, and oh my gosh, tears just started coming out of my face, and I was like, oh my God, I'm crying, what's going on? Freaking out. And now it makes sense, because if we were to tap and say a pain did come up, then we could maybe do a yoga pose to support that egg clearing or that movement.
That's right, 100%, because you can breathe that through your body, right? So it's always coming up for a reason, the memory, the tears. And sometimes you don't even know why. You're just like, oh, my God, I'm going to be crying here for like 5 minutes. It feels so good when you're done, though, right? It's like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I just cleared something. Great. You know, and you just like move on to the next thing. But it's true. Like it's been of transformation, definitely.
And that's why you're a transformational life coach, see? So now that we've really highlighted, we're accepting where we are, we've rated it, we're hopefully dropped down a thing or two and maybe noticed a physical pain, do we continue with just, like, is there now, do we move into a different kind of a statement?
So you would keep shifting the statement to match where you are on that pain scale. So, you know, the first statement likes to be about I'm struggling with my weight, or I'm struggling with my connection to my body. You could modify that statement as it sort of comes to you. So maybe the second time around it's, even though I still have this disconnection with my body, I accept where I am anyways. Even though I still feel that I'm not truly connected to my health and wellness, I love and accept myself anyways. You know, even though I'm not sure why I still have food on my mind, I love and accept myself anyways. And then you would, it's amazing because, Lisa, as you tap on the body, you will receive information. So you'll receive phrases or words that you will naturally just start to say. It's almost like your subconscious is opening up and it's speaking to you.
Aww.
So that's why people have, like, you know, these crazy memories that come up through tapping, because the subconscious does that, right? It holds on to it. Mm-hmm. It holds on to all the painful stuff. And we don't even know it's affecting us until we feel it, you know, in a session, and we remember it. And like, oh my God, I can't believe that is coming up for me now. That must have been a huge deal. You know, so it's really fascinating. It's fascinating.
That has happened to me, and I'm always shocked. Like, I mean, I do remember this one time, and I know we're going to go into commercial, but I'm going to squeeze the story in. I came back from a big trip. I felt I failed at something. I was really upset, and then I got angry, and I dropped to my knees, and I went, I'm just going to tap. I was going to sit on the floor here on my knees, and I went, tap, 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 and then some weird stuff came up, and I went, what? No. I went, really? And it was like I was having this little conversation with myself, but no, come on.
Yes. Go ahead.
So when we do come back from commercial, we could continue our round of this tapping, and I want to let people know how they can get a hold of you or find out what you're doing as well. So when we come back,
sure. That'd be awesome. Thank you, Seth.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Here, a Light on Living with Carol Baxter. And Carol, I have to tell you something. I was during the commercial, because I know the commercials and I love the commercials. I was so excited for this one commercial to come on, which, and I was like, oh, we're not going to hear that commercial that goes tap, 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 right? Because I was like, oh, no way. And then it came on. I got so excited. And then that one is for the shelter pets. I'm going to just put my little plug in here. Just yes, if anybody is, you know, I just had some of my clients just lost their family dog. Oh, and, you know, they're such good things. So, and when the time is right and, you know, they'll want to have another family member, I know that they're going to go down to the shelter and get their new family member as well. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you because it was Well, so as we continue on our tapping here and learn all the things, I've already learned even more from you because there is just so much. You always learn a little bit more, and tapping can be done in so many ways. And I didn't even know there's like gold and silver and that. So
yeah, definitely.
This is so helpful for me, and I wanted to thank you. So. We'll finish off the tapping, and then I want to let people know how they can get a little bit more of you. But
sure.
So, like, how many rounds in total? Okay. Like, how many times do we do this?
So it all depends on how strong the pain is surrounding the situation. Oh. So, you know, you could be doing it, you know, 5-6 times, or you could be doing it two times or three times or even once. It just depends. The most important thing is to rate each round before you start. So to take a moment to feel your body, to think about that pain statement, whatever it is, I can't reach my goal. I struggle with my weight, however true that is for you and how that feels in your body from a scale of 1 to 10 each and every time, because that's the way that we understand that it's coming down. You know, or it's shifting or it's changing. Yeah. So you just kind of want to make sure you're checking in each time so that you have something to rate it on.
And sometimes you could wake up, like a lot of people wake up with like, oh my God, I'm back to life and I'm right in that anxiety again. And you may tap and then by the afternoon, you may be up again. So you'd want to.
Yeah. Oh, it can definitely vary throughout the day, depending on, you know, things that go on, like your job, like whatever comes up for you. I do really recommend tapping in the morning, though, just to give yourself that moment to connect inside and to sort of set yourself up for the day. Because oftentimes, you know, if we're not cutting that time out for ourselves in the morning, we're doing 1,800 other things. Mm-hmm. And we're like exasperated by the time the kids are gone or we're at school. We're like, oh my God, okay. Now I can start. When really, like, when you get up, those first 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just give yourself a moment to just, you know, tap through all those points, take some deep breaths, and maybe say a statement like, oh, I'm ready for today. Mm. You know, I feel my breath. I'm present to what is. I'm open to everything the universe has to offer me today. You know, yeah. And just, it gives you just that, you know, recalibration, right? Okay, now I feel ready. Yeah. I always recommend that.
Okay. That's actually interesting because now, this is fun. Because in the morning, maybe you woke up and it's not that you're stressed out, but it doesn't have to be a horrible thing. It can be like what you just said, setting yourself up for the day. You're tapping on the points and saying, I'm, you know, even though I don't know what today has in store for me, I'm open to what the universe may bring or show me.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh.
You can do that right on the side of the hand. You know, even though I'm unsure of what the day will hold for me, I am open to all of its possibilities.
Oh,
you know, and
then
you could say that three times. Yeah. And then the smaller statements when you're going to the points could be, I am open, you know, and then side of the eye, I'm open to all possibilities today. And then underneath the eye, I will go easy on myself today. And then underneath the nose. Yeah, those kinds of things. Like loving things to set yourself up. Because, you know, we're always giving out, right, Lisa? Like we're always like giving, which is great. I mean, we want to be that person and we want to show up for everyone. But it's like we can't take care of everyone until we take care of ourselves.
Yes. And
then we truly can. You know,
I literally was having that conversation with somebody this morning about there's different times, especially for women with our hormones and our cycles. There's definitely a, like a,
a representative time that we're really ready to get, we're full of estrogen and like, yes. And then, you know, there's times where we're kind of plummeting and going, oh my God, just I need a high, I need other privacy or time to myself. Or right now, yeah, the full moon. So that's the completion. So I do want to ask, as we're tapping, how could we use tapping for something like, say, insomnia? Like, is that a possibility?
Insomnia.
Like, would that work?
You know what? It totally can, because there's an underlying cause of insomnia.
Uh-huh.
So that the chronic not sleeping is usually an anxiety or a deep fear about something else. And it's, you know, it, again, once again, it's like not being able to quiet the mind, because when we're not sleeping, we're usually thinking. So, you know, insomnia is another thing that you can do. Even I would even tap before bed, you know, even though I've been struggling with my sleep, I deeply and completely accept where I am anyway. Even though I've had many sleepless nights and I'm not sure when they're going to end, I deeply and completely accept myself anyways. You know, and then one more time, you say, even though I have insomnia right now, I accept where I am. And then you go to the smaller points, this unrest, you know, this restlessness inside of me, this insomnia, this lack of being able to let go, right? Because a lot of times insomnia is because of that. It's because if you think about sleep, it's a huge letting go, right? It's I'm surrendering, I'm letting go, and I'm going to, you know, you go into different realms, and I mean, that's another conversation, but it really is, because you lose control, right? So there's all sorts of underlying layers usually with insomnia. But just to tap on it and to acknowledge it is the very first step. And you'll find that the body will start to automatically relax, and you might just, you know, have a deeper sleep that night.
Okay. You just again highlighted this crazy thing I didn't think about. Oh, okay. That is so – okay, so I'm going to highlight this point. This is crazy. Sleep is – something, oh my gosh, that we almost have to have this contract, like an agreement, like to let go, because and I'm so glad, even though you didn't go into it, I'm glad you said it, because we do go into different realms. And you just really brought up this thing. I think a lot of kids do this, but when I was little, my mom would say, okay, it's time for a nap, and I would lose my mind. No, oh no, I don't want to do that. No, not right now. I cannot leave right now. The world right now needs me to be present in this, and I would fight with her like every day.
That's so true. Maybe, my daughter was like that.
and you know what, maybe now that I'm connecting to what you're saying, it's because I did know that when I did go to sleep, I was going in another realm, but I wasn't done playing, you know, in this realm. And,
that's right.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And so you're just having me have,
you don't want to miss anything.
Right. I didn't want to miss anything. And so that's my mom, bless her heart too, because she would say, she would just get tired of fighting with me. And she goes, Lisa, she goes, you don't even need to sleep. She goes, I need to rest though. So you need to go and be in another room. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing it for you. All right, then I'll be quiet in another room.
She would take a good nap.
Yeah.
Yes, I love it.
So there are just so many different ways. So now when you do, like I said, we've highlighted that you do the yoga, you do the tapping, you do these things, but you coach. I mean, so you're coming up with this class or webinar, sorry, that you're doing. And if you could share with everybody what you're doing, because I think that it would be helpful for many people to be a part of it.
Oh, I would love to. I'm actually doing a live webinar tonight, and I'd love to invite your listeners to that webinar, because the one that's actually airing right now is pre-done, but the webinar is all about transformative ways that you can start to implement into your life to start making a shift. So it's a three-step technique, and it quiets the mind, it taps into your body, and it opens you up to spirit. And the things that I've included in here are things that I still use today to keep myself connected to who I truly am. So it's a smaller part of a larger course that I would talk about at the end of that. I created a 7 days to reinvention course, which recalibrates your chakra system. So every single day, you're like Monday, you're working on your root chakra. You receive like a 25-minute practice. And then there's journaling questions I talked to you about. There's a restorative pose at night. And then Tuesday, you work on the sacral, and it moves all the way up throughout the week. So that's the larger course. The webinar is giving you the three transformative techniques to start you on that journey. And the course is like a deeper dive into who you are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So exciting. But I know, and you know, and all these little, there's so many techniques, and sometimes we don't know which one or how to put them together. So it sounds like, yeah, you're going to give the three on the webinar, but then if they want to dive deeper, they can actually have this kind of, it's like putting like a system together for them so it works.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. And it's, you know, it's not something, you don't have to do all three of them every single day. Like, I don't want to, you know, scare people off with a thing
right.
You have to do, but it's like you can do any one of them. And just like we said about the tapping in the morning, doing like a little round of tapping will start that transformative action in your life. And it's I'll talk about it on the webinar, but it's, you know, a lot of times we don't even believe it's possible.
Right.
But it truly is. It just takes a few minutes every single day, and then you'll start to shift yourself and shift your life and, you know, receive answers to things you don't know the answers to. It's just, it's really magical, really magical
Aww.
Stuff.
And I love that you really said that, because a lot of us go, it's just not possible, either for me, it's not possible in general, or it's just like, it seems so like hard work, or they won't be able to get there. And they toss that possibility aside. And then once that happens, you can't hear your intuition. You can't hear that voice. You can't hear any guidance.
No, you can't at all. And, you know, the truth of it is that we are, for the most part, we're caught up in a very external world. You know, we're constantly distracted, you know, whether it's by the news or our schedules or our jobs or all of those things that pull us out. So it's different to go inside, and because we're not used to it, we'll find the reasons not to. But I guarantee, yeah, we find the reasons, right? We don't even know we do. Oh, and my schedule's too big, you know, all of those things, right? My kids are too busy. But it's just a matter of shifting one small thing, and then once you have a taste of it, you keep coming back to it because you love it so much, and it feels like home.
Oh, I love it. It feels like, oh my gosh. It's funny you say that. So, and I love, I just think in my mind, we choose our distractions. So if, like, for me, I really choose, I set boundaries, and I watch uplifting things or somebody who's done something that maybe I want to do and I haven't done it yet. So I look at their success stories and try to get that. And just to share this. So when I did first start tapping, so all the listeners know this about me. I spend a tremendous amount of time with my two Bengal cats. They require so much interaction, and not just
you
like
have tiger Bengal cats.
Well, not the tiger, the Bengal, the like the spotted, the Asian leopard, and the domestic cat together.
Oh yeah.
And they really require. So when I like tapping does, and they always want to sit with me while I'm tapping. Animals love when you do these kinds of work. But then I started tapping on them for them. Like I would tap on their little eyes and their little nose, and
they love it.
Thank you. And I made it kind of a part so that I didn't have that excuse of, oh, well, you know, but I've got to go exercise these cats. I've got to play with the cats. I've got to do this with the cats. So I thought, well, we're all going to do Ho'oponopono together, and we're going to tap together, and we're going to do yoga together.
I love it.
And so they we've all seen those cute videos where animals do yoga with their you know, family and stuff. So they just love all these things. So how would somebody get onto the webinar tonight if they could make that?
Oh, yeah. So you know what? You would go to carolbaxter.com. Should I spell it, or does it go on your show?
We're going to put it on everything, but yeah, go ahead and spell it out so they can.
So it's MY and then KAJABI.com, carolbaxter.mykajabi.com.
Okay.
And if that doesn't work, go to my website, carolbaxter.ca.
Yes, there's like both. It's so easy to get to. And it's tonight. It's free. They can just get on there.
That's
learn
right.
Techniques.
Totally. Yes. I welcome everyone to be a part of it. Yeah, I would be so grateful.
And you know what the fun thing about too is when you share something, I like to promote webinars like this too, like a class, because just by going on to these things, you feel like you're a part of a greater, everybody's energy gets, what did you call it before? Borrowing benefits?
Borrowing benefits. It's so true, because it's collective energy that's taking part in, you know, wanting to shift, wanting to learn, yeah. wanting to make a change. And you feel it, right? Just like you know, you feel someone who's going to call you and then the phone rings, things like yeah. that. It's like you're picking up on the energy.
Yeah.
It's like, it's why it's great to practice in a yoga room, you know, most of the time instead of by yourself, because you're getting that energy of everyone around you. You're picking up on it. Yeah, for sure.
It is.
For sure.
And I love that you said you're surrounded by other people just wanting to shift. And okay, super highlighting this as we close off, because you know, when I know that you can certainly be around a lot of people, and almost everybody sometimes, like, there's not one person in your life maybe that doesn't want to shift or doesn't believe it. And then you can get stuck just by that theme. So it's by choosing the theme, by choosing what you want to change,
yes.
like just that you want a change. And so in this final minute, is there anything that you'd like to share, something that's come up for you that you just want to share with the listeners before we say goodbye?
Well, I absolutely loved being a part of the show, Lisa. I really
Aww,
did.
I'm
grateful that you had me on, and I honestly love sharing as much as I possibly can. It fills me up. It's my life work. So I'm super grateful to share techniques and tips for people. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I can feel the shift everywhere. Like, it's everywhere.
Oh, that's so great. So can I. That's awesome.
Well, the listeners, we've all had fun. We've all tapped. I would love to hear from anybody who has tapped along with us or who is going to start tapping or has any questions about tapping. Come
yes.
to our Facebook page, Carol Baxter or Lisa Berry, Berry. You can find us, and we'll just continue our shift in healing and just all community togetherness, like just everybody come together. So thank
That's
you.
So true. Yes.
Thank you, Carol. We will have you back again soon.
I'd love
and,
to. Thanks, Lisa.
Oh, thank you. Okay, everybody, we'll see you guys again on a Monday.
Okay,
for another episode of Light of Living. Bye, Carol.
Bye. See you.
Bye-bye.